It's Friday, the 14th of March, 6 a.m. as I stand here in the market, car park, the big market, Carbrook car park, watching the rookery disperse bit by bit. That massive rookery. I'm looking at a tree next to the wee old sandstone cottage. It's got about, well, yeah, about 50 to 60 jackdaws in it, and another 30 or 40 along the ridge of the roof. But they're just moving bit by bit. Seems to be the procedure. You don't just all suddenly fly off. And of course, they're moving earlier now because it's lighter. So it's Friday and we've come along for a car boot. Well, at least I've come along so far, and Mary will be along in a wee while with the baking sannies. But we don't normally come on a Friday, it's usually a Saturday, but the forecast for tomorrow is not very nice at all. Why is it? We get good weather through the week, then get terrible weather on a Saturday. It seems to happen so often, it's almost beyond coincidence. Today's forecast isn't that great either, to be honest, but rain coming in by midday, so we may get a 3 or 4 hour run at this. It's breezy. God, we'd pick that up on these binaural mics. Skies are, they're a mixture of what will probably be blue sky, just looks grey at the moment, and light cloud, but there's some serious cloud about as well. The only thing I'm praying is that we don't have to bail out really early. It's an early rise, you know, 4:30, 5:00. All the efforts. Down to the weather again. The thing is, I think we've only ever come on a Friday once before, and that may have been over 2 years ago. And I've come along at the usual time for a Saturday, and I'm the first here. Well, actually, there's another van there, but I don't think there's anyone in. That was there when I came along, so whether it's been parked up overnight, because there's no a body sitting inside it. So, Friday is a quieter day for traders and carburetors, so I guess they don't come along as early. I feel kind of lonely. I'm like one palm tree in the middle of a desert island. I don't know why that particular analogy came out. It's hardly tropical. It's dry, but it's coolish. It's nice just the same. Stays dry, I'll be perfectly happy. Thing is, I may have to phone along to the house and just advise Mary not to come along at her usual time, because there's nothing happening. There's not even another trader that are usually here. Some of them are here, you know, 5:00 or on a Saturday morning just to get their spots. And there's nobody here this morning. I always feel as if I've come along to a car boot and market that is not going to happen today for whatever reason. You know that feeling when you turned up to a party and no one else is there. So we went to bed just after 10 last night, and the alarm was set for 4:45. Guess what, I woke up at 2:45. Had to get up, back to bed, and thought I was going to just toss and turn. It felt that way, that I wasn't going to get back to sleep for that last 2 hours. Considering it was a short sleep, that was bad. But actually, I must have conked out because the next I knew the alarm was going off. So I'm truly grateful for that. Imagine if you lived next to a rookery. Like that, that wee cottage in those old flats that's next to it. I don't get much sleep. I'm thinking of places like Bamborough down there, Northumberland. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Historical and beautiful town on the coast down there, Northumberland. And there's a rookery right in the middle of the village. Big rookery. I enjoy going down there, not just for the town itself, but I do enjoy listening to the rookery. And just often imagine, you know, there's the hotels there for the tourists, the passing visitor, and the local houses. And I guess it's like everyone else, you get used to it. It's like, look, there's people who live next to, you know, a railway. How can you sleep? You say, well, after a wee while, you just brain switches off. And in fact, if the trains don't run, you're probably waking up thinking something wrong. It's very strange how these rooks, I say rooks, it's jackdaws, but it's a rookery just to say. It's very strange how they operate, because they just move in wee steps, you know. It's over to this side of the road in a tree, then from there to another tree, and then from there, you think they're going away, and then they just land on the nearest rooftop that's only 50 metres away. Make a big stramash, a big stooshy about the fact that they're just moving another wee bit. I suppose it's all part of the morning bonding. Listen to me, the hoodie. I guess that's what it is. I can see too when the old cottage chimney has been left. I wonder if they're a pair, you know, they've already bonded for this year. So there, I'll let those guys go on ahead. Me and you'll hang out together here for a wee bit and talk about things. Catch him up later. Even the guy that's usually here to get us all lined up and into our places and sort out any spacing problems. Even he's not here this morning, unless he's in the back of that van sleeping. I don't think so. Even he's not here. He's a right derby bugger. Oh, really? You know. Not all men with power. The arguments that he causes. And he moans all the time. You know, one of those, like a cold misery. You know, the adverts that they had, used to have on television, with the cold misery. It went along sniffling and head and shoulders bowed and moaning. Bah, humbug. Well, that's what he's like. It's taken me a long while to get used to him and ignore him totally. He tells me to move. Come on, you'll need to move down a wee bit. Well, this is the same spot I usually go in. Aye, but there's a van coming in, you'll need to move. So I move the car down as soon as he's back turned, or reverse it back up to where it was originally. He never notices, and he never ever says anything. I think he's just got to be in command, you know. doesn't even realise what's going on behind him. Subversive tactics. It's an amazing thing though, is that car boots are our tremendous bureaucracy and tactics that goes on. Some of the bigger car boots that are run by, say, maybe a group of people led by one, thinking of the big one in Edinburgh. More red tape and bureaucracy than there is in Westminster. Well, maybe not quite, but terrible place. Oh, dear God. Glad we gave that one up. Warm off and all. Apart from being indoors, which was good if the weather was bad, but this is nicer. Fresh air is always better. So, I guess I better go and phone Mary before she comes along. In fact, I'm not sure that's not her. I can see way in the distance. And she'll come along and she'll... Oh my God. I should phone. The only thing about it is she'll be concerned if the phone rings at this time in the morning that something's wrong with the family or something. But what else can I do? I can't... Well, I could actually. There's no other bugger here. I could drive back home and go to my bed for an hour and come back. No, phone her. No, not to come along. Because I'm not even... I don't even have any company yet. Apart from the root curry. McDonald's is open for business as usual. In fact, well, they may be staff cars, but... And there is Iceland getting their morning delivery. You know what it says on the side of that truck, Iceland? The best big company to work for. And I think that was by The Guardian. You know, the newspaper, I think. Or one of those papers. Best big company to work for. Second batch approaches, and another behind Dane. Right, I'm going to go and phone Mary. Tell her to hang about in the house a wee bit longer. So probably about 2 hours. I'm getting worried now.